Members of Congress are calling for reforms at the National Institutes of Health. They're concerned about policies that allow scientists to moonlight for drug companies. The NIH spends about $28 billion per year on medical research, and some officials involved in handing out those funds have received hundreds of thousands of dollars from companies with a vested interest in how the money is spent. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a congressional examination of the payments.
Members of the Committee on Energy and Commerce, which oversees the NIH budget, got right to the point. They expressed outrage that NIH scientists, already earning as much as the vice president, bring in lots more by working for drug and biotech firms. Diana DeGette is a Democrat from Colorado. Her presentation included slides showing how much some scientists have earned.
The first one is Michael Brownstein, who's the chief of NIMH Genetic Lab. He's received almost $2 million from four biotech firms. In each case, he's either a member of the board or the scientific advisory board or both.
DeGette says such deals make it unclear whether Brownstein is serving the public or the biotech industry. NIH Director Elias Zerhouni was there to answer such charges. He said he's also concerned about some financial arrangements.
Stock ownership, board positions in private entities, I don't think that should happen for anybody. I mean, we're prohibiting that for everybody.
Is that part of the rules you're enacting?
Yes.
And when do you intend to enact those rules?
ASAP, as soon as I can.
Okay, let's take a look at slide number two.
Joe Barton of Texas, a Republican, is chairman of the committee. He told Zerhouni the new rules need to include sweeping changes, like a guarantee that financial arrangements are made public.
We have to have transparency. We have to have accountability. And we simply must have the faith of the American people that the research grants that are given at NIH are given because of the merit, not because somebody got a big honorarium or speaking fee.
Zerhouni said he supports a series of reforms recommended last week by a Blue Ribbon panel. Those reforms include a rule that top NIH officials remain completely free of industry ties. But Zerhouni stopped short of agreeing to extend the moonlighting ban to all NIH scientists.
Mr. Chairman, I would sleep so much better if I just could give you what you want, which is total separation, firewall between the federal agency and the private sector.
But Zerhouni said that keeping companies at arm's length might prevent discoveries like new drugs from reaching the market as quickly as possible. He also said that most universities do allow scientists to augment their salaries by consulting on the side. So if the NIH adopted a total ban, it would be harder to attract the best researchers. Dr. Jordan Cohen is president of the Association of American Medical Colleges. He says the NIH is trying to adapt to a scientific world that has changed dramatically in the past 20 years. Part of that change is intense competition for top scientists.
The fact is that such talented individuals do command a very significant price on the market, if I can use those sort of crass terms.
Cohen says universities and the NIH often benefit from the interactions between their scientists and the private sector. But he says the arrangements must be closely monitored and subject to very strict guidelines. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.